At the risk of getting off onto Ukraine, we're going to play a clip showing you just how absent from reality Secretary Austin is. Cut four, Chris.
Yet even as we surge support into Israel, we remain focused on Ukraine. Nearly 20 months into Putin's failed campaign of conquest, the Russian military has been badly weakened. Ukraine's brave forces have taken back more than half of the territory seized by Russian invaders since February 2022. And that was made possible by bipartisan and principled U.S. leadership in our coalition of some 50 allies and partners.
Colonel, that's not a political speech. He's under oath to tell the truth. Nothing that he just said, I submit, correct me if you wish, is truthful.
No, it isn't. And I don't know what map he's examining. Perhaps he, too, is being subjected to the mushroom treatment and being kept in a cave and fed crap. You know, it reminds me of Trotsky, who was approached by one of his Bolshevik colleagues when Trotsky printed things for distribution inside the Soviet Union in 1920 that were utterly false. And he said, "Comrade, paper will put up with anything you put on it." It seems that both the internet and television will put up with anything that's posted on it. And he could not be more wrong. And again, this is the sort of dangerous fantasy, this sense of limitless resources and capabilities when the opposite is the case. Our resources and our capabilities are not limitless. And we don't want to squander them unnecessarily. And by the way, the same thing is true for Israel. Both Israel and the United States need to think first and foremost about, number one, their survival and their national power. You don't do anything that puts that at risk. And that's what we're doing. And Mr. Netanyahu is doing that.